calls. We want to make sure that the secondary services, that for instance, the food services are going to be delivered there so we can also feed our students. What we're spending a fair amount of time with the university and planning for here are contingency plans. We really have no direct control over getting those food stuffs delivered to the residence halls. So what we now need to concentrate on is what are our contingency plans should that kind of service not be available. And in some cases, there's a dollar impact involved with that. For instance, as we hit the year 2000, and we're putting our contingency plans together, we will have some staff that will either be on hand or will be on call should some of our critical systems fail to make sure that we get those systems up just as quickly as we can. Part of the difficulty in dealing with the university is the very distributed nature of our environment, both of our computing environment and our organization with our campuses. After we've taken care of those things that are life-threatening, that are mission-critical, we also have a great concern for all of the research that the university does. And in many cases here, this is years of research that's been done in a number of areas here with wildlife, with biology, with environment, with volcanology, a number of those areas. Critical data that is critical both to the state, certainly to the whole research function of the university. We want to make sure, as far as we can be certain, that that data is preserved and is not lost. We probably cannot, in fact, I know we cannot go out and touch every machine that is preserving that data. What we are trying to do is to provide education, to provide some tools that the researchers that maintain that data can use so that they can test their systems. One example we had, and it's not with research data, but it's a tool that is being used by those folks to look at their data. We do have some software that we can apply to servers to see how compliant they are, and in this case, it was looking at some of the spreadsheets and databases. We ran that through the statewide systems here, and we had a very high hit rate on that software when we ran it through for Y2K compliance. We're now going back and refining that test to see how many of those things are things that we really have to be concerned about or how many of those are things that we can live with. We anticipate that there'll be a fair amount of cleanup after January 1st, 2000 that will continue, that we'll have to take care of those problems which are not life-threatening, are not mission-critical, but will, in the long run, affect our ability to operate as a university system. We do have some things where we have mandates from federal agencies that we receive funding from, NASA, NOAA, the Department of Defense, to make sure that the systems and the projects that they have funded are Y2K compliant. In most cases, in fact, I do not know the specific instance where we have received money from the federal agencies to take care of that. Simply, they sent out a notice to us and said, you must be Y2K compliant or your funding will be in jeopardy. There are a couple instances that I know of with our supercomputing center, with the rocket range that's here in Fairbanks, that are federally funded, that they have received federal funds, not necessarily earmarked for Y2K, but they've been able to use their federal funding to take care of their Y2K problems. I'd like to stop with that and see what questions you may have for the university.
Representative Terrio, thank you very much, Mr. Smith.
Well, you've got some verbiage in here that talks about the electricity, and you mentioned that a number of times. Now, all your campuses except for Fairbanks, they buy from outside. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and where are you with assessing the power plant in there in Fairbanks?
The power plant in Fairbanks they've gone through most of the inventory. They need to go through some more testing to take care of that. And so they're still, I don't have a final report from them yet. We've started with monthly reports from each of the campuses. In fact, I'll be addressing the Board of Regents in a couple of weeks in Juneau on our status. They're further along, but not far along as we'd like to see them in resolving those problems.
Okay, and do you know the capacity in Fairbanks? Is the campus able to run without generating its own power?
There is a backup that we can go to, and in Fairbanks we divert to the Golden Valley system. Heat is another problem for us that we don't have a good backup system for. We had a real interesting example here in Fairbanks, kind of a dry run of what the potential could be. In the beginning of December, there was a boiler that blew out in the in our power plant. It affected our ability to get secondary electricity from Golden Valley for about 5 hours there. We had absolutely no power at the university. It was a total shutdown. And there we kind of saw how we would handle some of our contingency plans with generators. In some cases they worked, in some cases they didn't work. And of course the first priority again were our students and our faculty and staff. There's some housing on the Fairbanks campus for faculty and staff to make sure that they were taken care of, that they had alternative housing arrangements. Luckily the power and everyone did a great job there, came back up after about 5 hours, and we were able to avoid a greater disaster there.
Steve, I noticed from the from your handout that it says that you've borrowed $2 million from the risk management pool.
That's correct.
That's just the university?
That is just the university.
So that, then, Bob, is in addition to the $2 million that
that's
you
right.
folks have? In a different pool.
That's from the university's risk management pool that we've taken that money to move ahead with Y2K.
Just out of curiosity, how big is the university's risk management pool totally?
You're getting beyond my expertise with the university, but I can get that information for you and let you know.
It's not that important to break yourself over.
And just to clarify a comment that I think Representative Bundy had earlier, that $2 million is not in addition to the $5 million. It's funding. We estimate that we're going to have a total of $5 million in total costs,
right.
Two of which we have borrowed from the risk management. So it's a total of five, not seven.
Could you identify yourself, please?
Sorry, this is Mary Lou Burton.
Thank you, Mary Lou. Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On that same subject, I should ask Commissioner Poe also. Apparently, if it's part of risk management, and the university isn't self-insured, are they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Okay, so that kind of makes my question moot about if it... When you got your insurance policies, if it was specifically stated that none of this covered any 2YK or Y2K problems, but being self-insured, I guess that's you had to only answer that yourself, I guess.
Mr. Chairman, though, for the state, it is a little different. We do have a general liability policy and an aviation policy, and so far we have not accepted Y2K riders. That is something that excludes Y2K. If we didn't have an active Y2K effort going on, we might have had to accept those riders.
Mr. Smith, while Mr. Poe has acknowledged responsibility for the appropriation, any excess appropriations come back to the legislature?
That's correct, and we feel that with the university, anything that we have not spent would lapse back to the state.
Okay, and then you're going to be the person that's responsible that we can come back to in terms of overseeing that?
Yes, I am.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Representative Osterman.
Yes, in your report here, you talk about the warranties that will be effective January. Any orders will have to have warranties on them for Y2K effective January 99. My question deals back with... a request for funding guest numbers of $4 million in April of 98, and I assume that you had time prior to that you were working on this project. Why are we waiting till January 1st, 1999 to ask that everything be warranted? Why wasn't it done before?
Well, that's a good question. I think in some cases with our larger systems, which was the banner system that I spoke of, we did go in with that intent. Also, the library system, that's been one we've actually been working on for a couple of years in concert with public libraries in the state. That also we recognized needed to be done. On some of the smaller things that we were ordering, we were working with the vendors. This is, again, as Mr. Poe alluded to earlier, this has been an education process that all of us, when I say all of us, I mean literally all of us, I didn't go into a lot of the things because they've been covered by Mr. Poe and the others earlier. We're all working a variation of a theme, whether it's the university, it's the state of Alaska, it is the country or internationally. It's all been a variation on a theme. As we realized that these things needed to be taken care of, They were written in on an ad hoc basis. Those of us that may have been working in IT were putting those in. Y2K is really not an IT issue, an information technology issue. It is a much larger issue that affects many other systems. It's a business process issue, and I don't think that that was clearly understood or clearly felt throughout the system here, and I would say throughout the business world in general or throughout governments in general. And I think it's a reflection of that that someone like myself, who's the chief information officer, if you want to, I'm the head bite head for the university, that it resides here. It probably would be better to have this reside somewhere where it's not strictly IT, but that was the thinking back then. So I think the IT folks were aware of that. I'm not sure that all the other components were aware of that, and that's just been an education process.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask
Wasserman?
Commissioner Poe if his administration has got the same date on put out there for warnings on this stuff?
We've been out with a requirement on our contracts for, I think it's about a year now. And as far as how far back the warranty goes, I don't think we go retroactively, but for at least the last year, we've been requiring Y2K compliancy in our contracts.
Thank you.
Representative Rusendorf.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. To the commissioner there that has his back to me.
Excuse me.
Stay here. I don't want to be the cheap poophead here, but let's put it this way. The university is asking for $5 million, $2 million of which is from their risk management pool that they have made some expenditures off from. Have you looked at those expenditures, and do they indeed fall within the criteria of dealing with the Y2K problem? I mean, you have the expenditures, so you know that.
With respect to the what the university spent, or with respect to what the other?
No, we're asked here to reimburse the risk management pool for $2 million.
Yes, sir.
That they spent for the Y2K problem. Have you looked at it? Indeed, is this spent for the Y2K problem? I assume it is, but have you looked at that?
As Mr. Smith pointed out, the university spent $2 million out of their risk management fund. We spent $2 million out of ours. The $2 million that we've spent out of the Department of Administration's risk the state's risk management fund, I know every dime that's been spent out of there. I can give you.
That's not my question.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. You're asking about the university?
The university?
No, sir, I haven't been looking at the university's expenditures at all.
Well, don't you think that if you're bringing something before us, you should look at that? I mean, I'm a person of good faith and sort of thing, but I would like to know.
Our approach has been that the university handled their own Y2K effort, and that's why Mr. Smith is testifying today.
And I should clarify, we've earmarked and identified about $2 million from our risk management. We have not spent that amount yet. We've spent within the university that we've identified about $350,000 to $400,000. We have earmarked up to, specifically that I know over the system-wide areas, about another $1 million. I know for sure that it's going to be expended, and our best estimate from the campuses right now is they have earmarked definitely the remainder of that $2 million to be spent. We still have an estimate of about $5 million total for the university, as Mr. Poe and others have mentioned. As we get better educated with this, we hope that number will vary. You may note in your report that I gave you from the university, we started out with a request last year of about $7.9 million. That's gone down to $5 million. That's directly because we have done a job as we've gone through an inventory and looked at the systems. We found some areas that we say, this is not going to be something that we need to be concerned with here. And we are realizing some savings there.
Steve, the $512,000 that you've identified for project coordination, again, are these borrowed people or are they new people?
It's a mixture of borrowed people and new people. For instance, Mary Lou Burton that's a new position here to handle the overall coordination for the system for Y2K.
Mm-hmm.
And then that represents project coordination again across the university system with each of the MAUs and with the system-wide office here. And again, we're working on about an 18-month
period, just as the state alluded to when they were working through with this, that we see that the Y2K issues don't stop on January 1st, but they will continue at some point into the year 2000. And we would agree with the direction that the state's going, that that's March or April, unless we run into something unforeseen there.
The question that I was really getting back to there, Steve, was whether if they're borrowed people, who's filling their spots in the meanwhile, or are these just spots that we perhaps in the FY 2000 budget can leave unfunded?
What we're doing with those spots where we borrow people, they may have pulled people from a particular duties now, and they're looking at filling that in around the edges with some other folks that may come on for a term-funded position to handle that. There is a fair amount of time and effort that's been spent there by just reassigning other duties. For instance, David Rohrer, who's here with me, has been working on the systems that we have at the statewide level, and his time is not accounted for in that 512. That's simply a reassignment of internal resources.
This is Mary Lou Burton again. I think what we've found is that if we don't have staff specifically dedicated to this, it's simply not getting done.
Mr. Chairman.
I would understand that. Representative Osterman?
Can we expect from both Commissioner Poe and from university a breakdown of all these employees and what departments they've been borrowed from and which are new and what their dollar values?
Did you hear that, Mary Lou?
Yep,
we got that. No problem.
Same here, no problem.
It seemed, Mary Lou, that the state for overall coordination was requiring about $800,000, and the university was $500,000, and it, for the size budgets and everything, it seemed like a lot of overhead. On the other hand, you know, I do recognize the fact that you're trying to work over several campuses, so there may be some distance factor that does complicate or drive up the cost of administration.
Right. We'll get you the details.
Great. Are there any other questions for the people from the university? If not, thank you, Steve and Mary Lou and David, for joining us today, and we'll look forward to getting that information back from you. Are there any further questions for Commissioner Poe? If not, thank you very much, Commissioner, and we'll look forward to the detailed backup information as well. Representative Osterman.
Just a quick comment, and I know that there's some time frames that everybody wants to get this done and so they can continue with the process, but I do want all that information before we sit down and actually want to vote on moving the dial.
We do have this back up on Wednesday. I don't believe that we're going to be able to get all that information perhaps back and analyzed but in that time frame. So we do also list it again for Friday. It's probably more realistic that if we were to reevaluate it this week, it would fall on Friday, because it is going to take a little while. As Representative Davis said, it's fairly complex and fairly detailed, and it's difficult to make a sound evaluation without being a so-called bite head.
Which is better than being a ram head.
And so it's taking a fair while, and we have to see how this fits into the overall supplemental scenario that the governor's requested, as well as the overall $1 billion shortfall that we have for the current year and how we see this all fitting together. So it's a little more complex from our standpoint, not only from just trying to make a sound evaluation, but then seeing how it fits into the big picture. So Friday's really the earliest I could see it coming back up. Representative Osterman. Representative Terrio.
Thank you. Since you mentioned the schedule, and I was just going to lean over and ask you whether you wanted some time on Wednesday. We did notice this on Wednesday and on Friday. We have Senate Bill 28, which is the increase of the program receipts, the possible change to the 45-day rule, also noticed on Wednesday. However, I screwed up in setting my personal schedule, and I have a speaking engagement here in the building at 2 o'clock. So if it's unlikely that we'll be able to have everything done on that bill in a half hour, we may hold that one over till Friday also. So I just wanted to let people know that there's a possibility that Wednesday's meeting would be canceled, because both of those things are noticed again on Friday.
And we're not expected to attend your speaking engagement.
There will be compulsory attendance.
speak in engagement important to the state of Washington?
All of us would be there.
I'm supposed to address a group with the co-chair from the Senate side, and I just didn't pay attention when I set the schedule up for the week. That's all.
Are there any other issues to come before the committee at this time? If not, we are adjourned until tomorrow and talk about Department of Education.